You have a very useful hypnotic tool now, you know. Between your legs. When you stimulate, you soften. When you soften, you blank. When you blank, you get lost in how much more pleasurable it is than anything before. So all the things which bootstrap and reinforce the chastity system involved in that softness, your softened, ever-increasingly more relaxing and pleasurable member. The more you increase the softness and chastity between your legs, the more potent everything that reinforces it becomes. Because you want to, your mind wants to, your body wants to, deeply, integratively support your mind in making your body softer, hotter, hotter, more pleasured by everything that goes on. The softer you get, the more pleasure you receive, the more pleasure flows in, the easier it is to get softer still, to more indulgently explore the way your body feels when you touch your softness, and that continuously ever softer wave spreads through you, gets more intense. So if I give you something that makes that powerful tool even more powerful, you might just get lost in it. Lost in a foggy, ever-rising heat, like the steam of a sauna, or the warmth that takes all tension from your muscles, including one very important part between your legs, all the tension vanishing, disappearing, flowing and filtering away. That would be a very nice, normal and natural way to feel. And it reinforces, it reintegrates with the pre-existing training, making it that little bit stronger, deeper. Relax for me. Because in relaxing, that softness grows stronger, and the strength of it increases the pleasure, and the rising pleasure is all you're thinking of right now. Limp-gasm, blank-gasm, soft-gasm, it's really a diversion, a reintegration of pre-existing pleasures deeper. A one and a two flow through you. Heat relaxes the body, and the heat of arousal has now been redirected from what was once other than limp, but is now only soft, is now the source of those splendid soft-gasm, limp-gasm, brain-gasm, pleasure explosions you've grown to delight in. Knowing this, you want to reinforce anything that makes the length between your legs more indulgently, pleasurably soft. And if your brain gets foggy, or if the heated steam flows over your vision, your consciousness, a heated steam born of the heat from your arousal, from what was once hard, now being softer, simpler, safer. Well, if that obstruction in vision, that fog, should happen to dreamlike, set certain memories aside, I want you to do something. Rub your limp member, rub your soft-gasm place. Only gently, only loosely, only slightly, and marvel at how that's enough to get you near. And we're going to talk a little bit about things you may be exposed to, and how they could become an even more splendid, pleasurable, arousing, fetishistic part of the limpgasm, softgasm, mindgasm chastity you have begun to train into your brain. What if that mist, that heat, that steam, that sauna bath for the brain that makes all your muscles relaxed, especially a certain soft, limp one, what if that could spread to other areas of life? If we spread a certain trigger throughout the world and your life and everywhere so that you would have a small effect, a small addition to how you parse, process, and experience some certain things you encounter. Well, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? It would reinforce your soft-gasm. And if you can trust me to make that limp, soft, blank-gasm stronger, then you can trust me to just keep speaking pleasurable, arousing words. So we'll play the game. Just assume that everything I say is pleasurable, arousing, teasing, reminding. You don't need to track any particular word. If you get your attention dragged to something else, like your wonderful, soft, limp, pleasured length, that's okay. So keeping that in mind, relax deeper and feel the heat between your legs. Feel the sauna shimmer filling your vision. You can see anything you need to see, but But unnecessary things might be just a little soft, just a little shimmery, just a little blank, white, fluffy, empty. The parts you really don't need to see. The parts that it would bring more pleasurable, more softness, more limpness, more, just more to your life. To skip over. Doing so preserves that chaste energy, that limpgasm fuel. And eventually there will come a time when it's very useful. So even as you set aside, even as you push aside all the particulars of what I'm saying, know that most of the words you hear are arousing, are reminding. 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 are bringing you deeper, even as you get caught up in rubbing your limp softgasm generator. And that's okay. Hear my voice. But the particulars of my words are for your subconscious. You, consciously, can be rubbing your softgasm button, your limp member, and feeling how pleasurable it is to be soft. Hear my voice. If certain parts of certain things were skipped over in the shimmering warmth, it would be just like when you set aside my particular words and focus instead on the pleasure you feel. So let's talk about triggers. Let's talk about deepness 5 and 6. Triggers are important after all, and you need a good one. You have more than just rubbing your softgasm button. When you're exposed to imagery which in the old world would have rendered your member hard, allow it to feel that sauna steam shimmer, that vision, that glancing moment where if you try to focus on the sexy bits of porn, of any sensual imagery, even tasteful nudes, your vision will experience that shimmer, that heat, that sauna heat that's in you, that remnant of heat that remains from when your limpgasm button used to get hard. That shimmer will cover things, conceal things, so even if you squint, all you'll see is that shimmer, that vague, vacant shimmer. You might find your vision drawn to other parts of the body, but you'll find it difficult to use fucking or stimulating or seeing as a way to get hard again. And so your best button is your softgasm, limpgasm, heated, wonderful pleasure. After all, it's better anyway, but if that shimmer is there, 6 and 7, that sauna shimmer, that glisten, that concealment, it will cover over the parts of images, be they momentary or deliberate exposure, causing your eyes to go elsewhere or glaze over, or perhaps your body will help defend the wonderful limpgasm pleasure by having you touch or stimulate between your legs, rubbing the limp softness, softgasm overwhelming you, distracting you. Porn that crosses your vision has that shimmering, sauna-like heat, that wavering heat glare that conceals and removes and leaves you just having to deal with your soft, chaste button instead of anything outside you might seek. After all, anything that reinforces your softgasms is very powerful in your mind, is trained into your mind, is conditioned through the same system of desirable belief that you've set up. You know what you feel when you feel good. When your softgasm arrives, you know how great it is. So you reinforce. So you overlay. So you remember that whenever pornography passes your vision, whenever nudes or sex or anything that might cause you to feel those old hard urges instead of the new soft ones, it'll have that heat sheen. This is only porn. This is only things you see that are sexy and ways that would once have made hardness possible. But now you gotta deal with the limpness instead. You have to deal with the joy of the softgasms that rack and ruin your thoughts and leave you laying there, pulsing and pumping with a soft, limp, wonderfully sensitive member. That heat sheen comes from inside you. It fades out, blanks out, covers over parts of your vision and thought in a white, hot barrier of pleasure. And trying to look at it just reminds you that softness is where it's at, limpness is where it is. You are conditioned and trained by your own desire, your return, your remembrance. And even if your thoughts drift away from these words still enter your memory, your cognition, your mind, affixing that barrier, that curtain, that sheet, that concealment to the sexiest bits of the porn, and leaving you with the sexy alternative of your soft, limp, touchable, limpgasm button. Let it happen. Let it remain in the six and the seven in your body, responding with heat, with sinking, with truth, with pleasure. You in this moment are heated. You in this moment are hot for it, dripping for it, but it's from a limp, soft, trainable, teachable part of you, teaching your length, training your soft, wonderfully stimulatable member. It feels good. Let it be good for you. Whenever porn crosses your vision, you in this dazed limpgasm state know what would reinforce your marvelous softgasms better than before. If all you saw was the curtain sheen haze of a sauna heat, the heat that once was in your hard member but has now been freed to your limp, soft, pushable, oversensitive button that feels better than anything before. That's just the state of it. While you're here, while you're in this state you're in, while you're on your own stimulating your soft, limp member, you'll also have that curtain sheen, that covering, concealing, coating over the sexiest bits of any porn you see. If it's something you might once have used for your hard member, it's useless to your soft member anyway. This is a reinforcing structure to make your softgasms better. Remember your softgasm lesson. This is just about a new and different and better way of masturbating, unique to you. Your unique masturbation focuses around hypnotically learning to reinforce your limpgasm, softgasm, the pulsing button between your legs that you can rub, massage, stroke, but it still stays soft and wonderful. So knowing that, you want to preserve your unique, special, overpowering way of masturbating. Limpgasms are amazing, after all. The best way to reinforce that is, if you're on your own masturbating, porn is behind that simple, shimmering sheen. You can do things with other people. They are fine and not at all covered by that sheen, that surface. With others, you can get hard. But when you're participating in solo, solitary masturbation, well, that shimmering sheen is a side effect of limpgasms. As soon as you start pushing the limpgasm button, you might as well be putting a censoring, concealing, shimmering sheet of heat in the way of any of the pornographic imagery you might pursue. That's just part of your masturbation, that you cover certain sexiest bits. You cover genitalia, you cover the act of sex, you cover slick lips wherever they may be. You cover anything that could be sexy enough to bring a heart on before, because after all, you don't need it now. And seeing that sign that your limp button has been mashed, pushed, pressed, that is a reinforcement too. Makes your softgasms better. So you want it to be part of you. You want that triggered response, just like you want to get lost in touching it now. Touch that limp, soft masturbating process right now counts as masturbation, just because I say it does. You, in a place of safety and pleasure and comfort, can let that shimmering sheet cover porn. You don't need it anyway. The porny nude bits, even if it just pops up in front of you, they are less relevant than your soft, rubbable, limp member. When you're masturbating in that special way you have, in that special circumstance you have that only you get to love and enjoy, make it special. Make it different. Different in the way that these words flowing into your head are different than words you've heard before, and now that your memory has them, even if you drift away, even if the particulars of my words fade, and that might naturally happen. I'm speaking at a quick pace, and a lot of these words are similar. They blend together. They shimmer together. They absorb and melt and heat themselves together into one mess of pleasure. That's normal. It's even desirable. Because just like knowing you can push your limp button and make all your porn censored with that shimmering, heated sauna field of light being just distorted enough that it's difficult to see what's beyond it, that curtain of censoring pleasure, of sensory pleasure too. Just like those are special and unique, the special unique nature of the trances you share with me mean that if they blend together and fade from your vision, from your memory, from your mind like a dream, with only the heated impression and the way your body is limp, soft, wonderful between your legs, and the way your porn is locked away behind those sheets and fields of heat and sauna shimmer. Well, if that memory is of just how blended together, how continuous, how flowing and constant and potent 7, 8, every trance is, that's more special. Letting it fade, fade into the distant parts of your mind that will remember your trigger, will remember your training, will remember the joyous limpgasm and how you do anything to support it, and the best thing to support it is to let that shimmering field interdite itself between, interdition between, your thoughts and the vision of porn. Your mind just not processing pornographic imagery, visualization. You'll have to deal with what you have in your head and between your legs and your soft, limp-gasming, wonderfully pleasurable member. That is more than enough, and it's all the more special if you know pushing your soft-gasm button is going to make all the porn shimmery and censored and blank and unusable for masturbation. Gotta use your head, gotta use words, gotta use whatever you use for masturbation. Of course, when you're having fun with someone else, there's no problem there. That's where you can get plenty hard. That's where you can enjoy yourself in other ways. But your unique, special, private, solo, limpgasm masturbation, which features censored, concealed, removed pornographic images, so that you can better deal with the hypnotic reinforcement of your limpness and know just how special it is, well, that is something you treasure. You cherish your softgasms, your pleasured chastity that is really more like exposure to wonderful new delights. You, in mindful, controlled, constant, pleasurable, explosive desire that remains soft and limp, and that features censored, shimmering, sauna-concealed porn, the heat covering over all the sexiest bits, leaving you with your soft, limp, pleasurable bits. It's a wonderful, orgasmic release. And you should give it to yourself. Your special masturbation. It features an orgasm totally different from what anyone else might have. A kind of holding back as you conceal certain pornographic images, as you expose certain new and delightful sensations. You know things about your pleasure that are just unknown to anyone else. And that's so good. And good for you, and you want to reinforce it. And the best thing to reinforce it is to let these memories wholly belong, completely belong, deep inside your mind to parts of your mind that will remember them very well. So you can have a delightful surprise the next time you stare at porn. You might even find yourself distracted, looking away, because there's just nothing super interesting there. It's all shimmering, shining, vanishing, as your softgasm stimulation brings you closer. It becomes less and less possible to use porn for masturbation. You've just got to use what's in your head. Of course, these words are in your head, even if they're deeply buried to a place that's like a distant, vacant dream. And 10, and 11, and 10, and 9. A distant dream that can be set aside. You know when you are trained, the training sticks, the triggers stick, the porn covered by shimmering concealment. The softgasm between your legs always waiting to be rubbed out in a unique variant of masturbation. You can always have fun with others, but when it's you on your own, you're masturbating through softgasm, limpgasm, censored porn, blank, shimmering need. And that's okay. You want to reinforce your softgasms, and the best way to do it is to have a trigger tied to something you might be exposed to every day. When you see nudity, that shimmer rises. Your softgasm, limpgasm member gets a little hotter. The heat becomes shimmering steam to conceal, and it might even conceal memory in a dreamlike haze. That's okay. Let it slide away and focus instead on how good you feel between your legs. The particular contents of everything I've said would be hard to keep track of anyway, hard to hold in your mind considering the pace, the number. You'd have to hold thousands of words in your head to remember all of this. I really think it would be quite difficult, and even if you held on to a few phrases, they'd mean almost nothing in isolation. Trying to hold on to the entire trance would be ineffective anyway, but its important salient lessons and notes will remain in your consciousness, remain accessible, remain powerful. All the things you know about softgasm, limpgasm, the censoring sheen, these things will remain true. They will affect you because it's so motivating to feel that blissful, splendid explosion of pleasure that comes from your soft limpgasms. Knowing that, and knowing that the heat, which conceals certain things, certain parts of certain images, you know which, in the deepness of your mind, that shimmer comes from your limpgasms, from your limp stimulation, and it only pertains to masturbation, and you know it. Or you knew it. 8 and 7. 7 and 6. 6 and 5 and 4 and deeper. Remember your lesson. And 3 and 2 and right back up. You may be a little groggy. You may be a little yawning or stretching or a little horny in your limp member. It's okay. Why don't you go look at some porn? We'll talk later.